Nick, when you went back, have you you've gone back and looked at tape or any of the game? I know that the conditions were bad. Both quarterbacks seemed to have the ball sailing on them at the time. But is that, you know, when you look at the first, I guess your first 13 attempts, was it really conditions that played a factor in some of the balls going high or wide? Or?
I mean, it definitely makes it a little different. It's no excuse for throwing a bad ball, but you're just, I've never played in that environment, so I was just adjusting as I was going. But, you know, everybody's trying, you know, they were trying to get their footing, we were trying to get our footing, and I think everybody's trying to just figure out how to play in it. And, you know, I missed some throws, and, you know, you can't have those back, you just got to keep playing through them.
Could you feel it at the time when you were throwing the ball? Could you feel it coming out of your hand differently because of the
I feel like I'm throwing that in weather. It's not the fact can I throw in, it's how can I throw a ball that the receivers can catch. Because, I mean, if you want to, go try out when there's a snowstorm and just gun a ball at someone and see if you can catch it. Because it's a little bit more difficult. It makes it a lot slicker. So as a quarterback, I'm not trying to nail them in the chest and let the ball go through. I'm trying to give them a catchable ball to where they can make a play. And with doing that, I lost a little bit of accuracy. And, you know, that's something that I'll work on in that environment is – how can I throw a ball where they can get and be more accurate and, you know, so it doesn't sell. But, you know, it's still not an excuse for making a bad throw.
Now, last night, Howie Roseman said that your hand size was a benefit in the cold weather. How does big hands help a quarterback on a day-to-day basis?
I mean, you can grip the ball. I mean, just having your hand around it, I have, you know, decently big hands. So it does help with the grip. I mean, once again, if you want to figure it out, go try to grip a big NFL ball in the cold weather if you do have small hands and then get someone with a bigger hand. It's a lot. I mean, it doesn't mean you're always going to grip it better. Sometimes guys with smaller hands that have really, really strong fingertips can still spin it in that cold weather, but it does help to have, you know, big, strong hands because you can put more of it around the ball and you have more control of it when it's coming out off the fingertips.
Can you take me through that last pass to Brent Chip? Said that was a read play where he had the option to hand the ball off to Polk. What were you looking for from the defense, and when did you decide to go ahead and take the chance throwing it?
I mean, I had seen what they were doing the previous plays. We were in that formation. The safety was playing on me, so if I was pulling it, he was coming off, and that's what a lot of teams like to do. That way they can account for everyone. So if he, you know, did that once again, and I felt like he came down, it was really Brent, you know, blocking on the DN and then trying to get up. So there's really no one there. So the look was the look I had seen over and over again previously in the game. They didn't have a safety over the top over Brent to where it could take away the play. So I just really tried to stretch the read and read the safety. And he came down hard on the run. And then I just let Brent go get it.
Do you think that also might, you know, when you face teams again, like late in the game, you guys have a lead, you know, the fact that you, you know, were able to throw that pass to Brent, maybe they won't be able to load the box as much, you know, when you guys are trying to hold the lead?
I think that they'll still try to load it. I think that, you know, the percentages of us running it to throwing it are, you know, more leaning towards the run. So, you know, that's something that they'll try to take away, and they'll be aware of that from now on. So they might let that safety linger a little more just in case Brent does release. But that's where you game plan for those situations, and you try to add something that they necessarily haven't seen. So it gives you options in that situation to really ice the game.
Nick, what have all these late-game wins done for the confidence of this football team?
I think just winning the game. We've had to play throughout the course of the entire game, and there's been ups and downs throughout the game, so you can't really get too high and you really can't get low, so you just stay steady and you keep leaning on each other and you play good team football, and that's what we've been doing. And that's how we know, you know, that's what's going to give us the opportunity to win is playing good team football and playing together and leaning on each other. And, you know, being confident throughout the course of the game that no matter what the situation, we know we can win the game. And it's that belief that carried us through last game.
What does it mean to you, Nick? Territory for this team and for you and for Chip in terms of being in first place and playing so well in such a special game on Sunday? How do you turn the page to the Vikings? What's the secret to that?
Short memory. You know, I think Ron Jaworski said best, you got to have amnesia. You got to be able to just forget about it and move forward. And, you know, that's where my 24-hour rule, personally, I take into account. I deal with the emotions of the game, after the game, and then Monday. And, you know, Monday night, I'm, you know, thinking about my next opponent, how I'm going to approach the week, what do I want to work on to get better at, what do I think are their strengths, where are we going to attack them. And then you take it one day, and you really just forget about the last game, you know. That last game can't win this next one.
But you guys are human. I mean, you can hear the buzz in town. You can hear it, smell it, feel it. There's still a lot of it about Sunday's game. So this has got to be a difficult transition, though.
I mean, we're here most of the time. And I know there is a lot of buzz. I know the fans are really happy. But I also know that we have to continue to pay attention to the little minor details. We can't get ahead of ourselves because us thinking that way jumping ahead and thinking way ahead is can only hurt us. We have to, I know the fans are excited, and, we want them to be excited, but we have to take care of business in this building, and we know the mindset we need every day in this building, and that's a mindset of attention to details and getting better each and every day and not getting complacent. And that's the one thing that's great about Chip. He's not going to let us. He has the same mindset every week. Every team meeting, you get something out of it. And just at practice, he's going to hold us accountable and he's going to push us. And, that's why he's a great head coach.
Nick, what does it mean to have players like Jason Avant who says, don't throw me the ball, let's run it? Brent Celek who sacrifices the touchdown. What does it mean to have that guys like that in terms of the team's success?
I mean, that's what you need on a team. That's what you need for success is unselfish players that care more about the team than they do about their own glory. And that's what you saw on Sunday was, Jason going out there and blocking his butt off and opening up the run for touchdowns, Shady running hard, our line doing what they do. And linemen never get the glory, but they're always the ones who are the key to any offenses. You have to have a great offensive line, and we have a great offensive line with great guys. And, Brent at the end, what he did was awesome. And that's why this environment here, the people we have here, it's a great place to work. And it's an honor to be a Philadelphia Eagle because of the people they brought in. And, we hold each other accountable and we play for each other. And, that's why I love it here.
Now, Brent's a guy you go back with on the field, off the field. What value has he been to you these past 2 years?
I mean, he's a veteran. I've known Brent for, I roomed with his brother my freshman year. So I never met Brent when I was at Michigan State, but heard a lot about him. And I know his brother, and they're very similar. So when I got to meet Brent, it was, exciting to see the other half. But just the way he is, he's a tough player. I know that if I throw a ball that's, crunch time, it's going to be tight coverage, he's going to catch it and take the hit. I'm going to try everything I can to protect it. But there is a time, where you do have to, those receivers want the ball no matter what. And I'm going to do everything I can to protect them. But when you have a leader like that, who's tough like that, who cares more about the team than his own glory, that's going to take us a long way.
Nick, what have you seen?
I was just saying, one of the things Pat Shurmur was saying, that like one of the things that helps you a lot is that you're willing to make mistakes as opposed to maybe blaming the weather, like on Sunday or whatever. How important is that for a quarterback, do you think, to kind of admit, when you make a mistake and learn from it and get better?
I mean, I'm actually who I am as a person. I know that I'm flawed. I know that, there's many things wrong with me, but but I also, that's where my faith comes in, and I keep it real with myself. Obviously I've told y'all before, I don't expect to go out there and run a 4.3, but I'm gonna run as hard as I can. I'm not afraid to make mistakes because I know I can correct them. I know that, if I make a throw in practice and it's not necessarily, I might complete it, I might not. I'm always analyzing the throw, the angle, where the defenders are, different things like that. So I can, when I get on the game field, I don't make those mistakes because that's what practice is for. You want to push it. You don't want to make mistakes. You want to do everything right. But, if you're pushing stuff, you're probably bound to make a mistake. But as long as you learn from that and you take it forward, you're making yourself a better player and a better person instead of just blaming it on something else or just getting mad or blaming it. Part of playing quarterback is owning up to everything, owning up to the mistakes, owning up to different things, because your teammates are always looking to you as a leader. And when I throw an interception, like, how is he going to react? He hadn't thrown an interception this year. It's different things like that that they look at in those times where you might be struggling and the game's not going that way. And then if you keep going, they're going to keep going right with you, because those guys are, we're all playing for each other.
Chip noted that Chris Polk has had some really good practices the last few weeks. I mean, you guys only hit 1 week on Wednesdays and your only pads up ones. What have you seen from him over the last few weeks to distinguish?
I've seen Chris Polk for the last probably 6 years. So we played against him a lot in college and have a lot of respect for him as a player and a person. And, he ran hard in college, and I got to see what he's capable of doing. And Chip got to see that as well. And he brings it every day. When he catches the ball, he's going. When he's running through the hole, he's running hard. And Chris will run you over. I've seen him run over tons of people. But, it's that work ethic every day that, all our guys bring to the table. We push it every day. And we lean on each other. We'll pick each other up to go harder and harder. And I know that's what Chip saw with Chris.
Two more guys. Jason was named Ed Block Courage Award winner. Can you speak to, what he's done to get back from the injury and the kind of sacrifices you've seen him make?
Jason, this is his third year in the NFL. And if you met him, you would think it was his 11th or 12th. Just the way he carries himself, He's a veteran, and you know that beard makes him look a little older. But just that injury he had last year, you know, he was looking for a big year. He was making all the calls. He was, you know, really the heart and soul of that offensive line. It all starts with him. And just to see how he handled it, how he was still motivating the guys when he was injured last year. And you could just see, you know, if he went to the offensive lineman, he'd try to help him. He'd try to make the calls with him, help Dallas out. And Dallas Reynolds, not the Cowboys, clarify that. And I got to see him go through his injury, you know, rehab in the training room, rehab in the weight room, and just see him come back stronger than ever. And, you know, he's a great friend of mine, so I know him personally. I love the dude to death. And just to see where he is right now, I'm really proud of him. And, I couldn't be a better guy for the award.
After playing in such a memorable game in the snow, how much are you looking forward to playing on an indoor track, a fast turf surface with this offense?
I'm excited for the next game. If we were playing in the snow again, I'd be excited for that because that'd be the next game. But we're in a dome this week. It's been a while since I played in a dome. But, you know, I grew up in Texas, the Alamo Dome. We played several times, Alamo Bowl. So it'll be fun to be back in a dome and, you know, play against a Viking team. It's the NFL. They're going to be bringing it. They're going to be ready to play. So we got to really have a great week of preparation and be ready for a really good Viking team.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you all.